From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning to you.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
On the march, what do you reckon about tourism? I mean, it's going to have an effect on tourism. I noted during SARS, travel in that particular part of the world was down 45%, so it's going to affect people on planes, isn't it?
Yeah, sort of. I think one of the important things to do here is sort of try and sift through a lot of there'll be a lot of headlines associating with coronavirus, and we do sort of have to sift through it and look for, you know, what are the real impacts that we see. If we're looking at this in terms of, I suppose, the economic impact, and we're seeing share markets around the world are quite a bit lower in the overnight trading. Europe got hit sort of over a lot of the markets there, down over 2%. The US market is lower as well, although it's bouncing back now. So I noted that over the weekend, state media in China is reporting that on Friday, the Chinese Tourism Association halted all domestic holiday and hotel flight bookings through travel agencies. And then on Saturday, they did the same for outbound tour groups. Now, we're talking about a potential sort of major short-term impact regarding inbound tourism to places like Australia and New Zealand. My understanding is tour groups currently in progress will continue, but as of yesterday, outbound tour groups are suspended. Now, we don't really understand the full implications of this just yet. We're not entirely sure whether this applies to all and every tour group. My understanding is it doesn't apply to individual business travellers, officials, and importantly for New Zealand students. But if I look at our end of the world, look at Australia, the Sydney Morning Herald suggests this puts at risk about a quarter of inbound Chinese tourists into Australia. It's a very important market for China. 1.4 million Chinese a year go into Australia and spend about 12 billion Australian dollars. If I look at New Zealand, if I look at the visitors arrival data released last week by Stats NZ, Chinese and Hong Kong visitors comprised approximately 460,000 people in the year to the end of November. Now, it's not been growing as strongly as it was 3 or 4 years ago, but that's still a significant number. November, 43,000 people from China and Hong Kong came into the country. Obviously, very busy time of year at the moment for Chinese travel, Chinese New Year. So there's a clearly demonstrated risk to inbound tourism. Other areas, I suppose, of domestic concern, we need to think about exports to China. We know the seafood markets in China are in many cases shut, so there's a short-term problem there for seafood exporters. In terms of dairy and meat, well, it's all about demand, isn't it, Mike? We don't know what the impact of demand is going to be. It's all about how long this issue lasts and how severe it is. But we're seeing the classic responses at the moment. Gold is higher, interest rates lower, and share markets taking a little bit of a hit.
You're going to hear from the Fed this week too.
Yeah, so in terms of the week, and we look at what, you know, we've got a fair amount of uncertainty with as far as there are a few other things piled on top of it as well. You've got the Federal Reserve that later on, 8 a.m. Thursday morning, no, expectations are they won't move, but we'll obviously be very interested to see their take on the strength of the U.S. economy and potential impacts of this. Bank of England's out there as well. They're stepping up to the plate, probably 50-50 on whether or not they're going to deliver another cut. And then you've got a whole lot of U.S. company announcements this week, 3M, Starbucks, Boeing, Facebook, Microsoft, Coca-Cola, Amazon, there's a whole lot. So it's going to be a big week, but we do have to sort of remain objective here. History tells us, Mike, that these medical events have a limited short-term impact on the market, but we need to see how severe the impact and how widely it does spread.
Numbers, please.
The Dow Jones, as we speak, 28,628. So that's down 360 points, 1.25%. The S&P 500, 3,248, down 47, 1.5%. The NASDAQ, 1.5% down, 9,173. The FTSE 100, 7,412, down 174 points, so 2.3%. The Nikkei, 23,343, so it lost 2% as well. The Shanghai Composite, 2.75% loss, closing at 2,976. Yesterday in local trading, the ASX 200, 7,090. They were up 2 points actually, so they bucked that trend. And the NZX 50 lost 71 points, closing at 11,807 on the currencies. The New Zealand dollar is a little bit weaker, 0.6548 against the US, against the Aussie 0.9695, against the euro 0.5945, against the pound 0.5016, Japanese yen, one New Zealand dollar get you 71.38 Japanese yen. Gold higher, about 10 bucks higher from its close, previous close, $1,582, and Brent crude lower, $58.87.
Nice work, mate. You have a good one. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, JM. JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.